PFT Media.
A new restaurant, a new juice bar, a new neon sign. This and more on The Daily City. Hi, I'm Mark Barantelli, and welcome to The Daily City. A new bar and restaurant is coming to the Milk District. Orlando Milk House Eatery and Cocktails is under construction at 201 North Bumby Avenue in the same mini plaza as MX Taco Restaurant and across the street from Sideward Brewing and Stasio's Italian Deli. Orlando Milk House will feature a cocktail bar, sandwiches, pizza, and salads. No opening date has been announced. The new location of New Moon Market Juice Bar at 255 South Orange Avenue in downtown Orlando celebrated its grand opening Wednesday with Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer cutting the ribbon and City Commissioners Hill and Stewart in attendance. The locally owned juice bar has a second location at 2314 Edgewater Drive in College Park. New Moon serves organic cold-pressed juices, smoothies, shots, salads, soups, and plant-based desserts. Discover Downtown, the reimagined and renovated Downtown Orlando Information Center at 201 South Orange Avenue, held its public grand opening event Thursday. The renovation nearly doubled the size of the center, bringing it to 3,800 square feet. It features an interactive wall map of downtown Orlando you can color with crayons, a 30-foot-high original mural by local artist Boy Kong, locally made merchandise for sale, some of which you may recognize from Orlando Flea, and downtown Orlando-branded products like postcards and stuffed swans. This year's Parking Day Orlando will take place September 20th on Edgewater Drive in College Park between Bryn Mawr and Smith. It's being put on by the Florida chapter of the nonprofit American Society of Landscape Architects. During this annual event, on-street parking spaces are temporarily converted into mini parklets for the day, with no disruption of traffic on traffic lanes, sidewalks, or bike lanes. The event has 18 participants and will have an estimated audience of 500 people. The event was created in 2005 by John Bella in San Francisco. It's held in cities across the country every year on the third Friday of September. According to CityLab, the inspiration came from the work of conceptual artist Gordon Mata Clark, who created installations in New York City's tiny, irregularly shaped lots that existed due to surveying errors. Congratulations are in order to Senator Linda Stewart from Orlando. She was one of two senators appointed Friday to the Women's Suffrage Centennial Commission. The 19-member commission was established to ensure statewide observance of the centennial of women's suffrage in 2020. Senate President Bill Galvano said, "The commission will work to encourage civic, historical, educational, economic, and other organizations throughout the state to organize and participate in activities to expand the understanding and appreciation of women's suffrage, as well as the challenges women of different backgrounds and ethnicities faced following the passage and ratification of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution." Plant-based superfood cafe Grain and Berry is opening at 400 North Apartments in Maitland by the end of the year. The menu includes acai bowls, bowls featuring spirulina, which is blue-green algae used as vegan protein, pitaya, aka dragon fruit bowls, kale bowls, smoothies, juices, avocado toast, and more. They have locations in Palm Harbor, Key West, West Chase, and Tampa, and have plans to expand into Trinity, Riverview, and St. Petersburg. Audubon Park LLC has put in a master plan request to demolish the existing office building at 3660 McGuire Boulevard behind Fashion Square Mall and to construct phases 2 and 3 of the Alexan at Audubon multifamily project called Urban at Audubon Park. Phases 2 and 3 will consist of a 493-unit, 5-story apartment complex broken up into two buildings with two 6-story parking garages and a surface parking lot, a combined total of 744 parking spaces. The project includes a pool, main drive plaza, and dog park. Once finished, the public will be allowed to use the Katy Way Trail through the property. A 3-foot-tall knee wall will wrap the parking lot along McGuire Boulevard, and all existing street trees along McGuire must be preserved and protected as conditions of approval. Approval of the request is recommended by staff. Borelli and Partners Incorporated requested a major certificate of appropriateness from the Historic Preservation Board to do the following to the former Grand Avenue school site at 800 Grand Street: construct 35,000 square feet of new facilities, demolish a 1982 library designed by Catalyst Design and Walkway Covers, renovate the 29,000 square foot 1926 historic Grand Avenue School structure. The purpose of the renovations is to turn the former Grand Avenue School site into the Grand Street Neighborhood Center, which will house the Downtown Recreation Center's programs and services that required relocation due to the creation of Creative Village. The renovations will add a media center, gymnasium, exercise rooms, and pottery studio to the property. The recommendation from the board's staff report was approval of the request subject to conditions. Thank you for listening to The Daily City. Remember, our indoor farmers market with 30 100% local produce, bread, meat, and grocery vendors returns to downtown Orlando July 28th, so go follow it on Instagram at Indoor Farmers Market. Our large-scale makers market Orlando Flea will return soon, so go follow that on Instagram at Orlando Flea. And our new dessert event called Confection Fest is coming up, so follow that at Confection Fest. I'm your host, Mark Baratelli, and remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.